dreaming, convince yourself you're remembering in the morning.
The story of Australian singer-songwriter Ben Lee's career reads like any budding rock star's dream. He was 14 when his band Noise Attic got a record deal in the early 90s based on demos they recorded in Ben Lee's bedroom. His high school years were a balance between final exams and touring with his band. Since then, he's embarked on a successful solo career, and Ben Lee's newest album, we're listening to the title track now, is called Deeper Into Dream. Ben Lee's based in Los Angeles, and he joins us from our studios at NPR West. Ben Lee, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So why dreams? Because the opening of the album, right away, you hear this excellent montage of people describing dreams that they've had.
Yeah, well, dreams are something I've always been fascinated by from when I was young. They just seem to be this common denominator where we all get thrown nightly into this existential mystery. And a few years ago, I met this amazing therapist. I did 3 amazing years of dream analysis with him that really changed my life. And then he passed away suddenly last September. And So the record was kind of both a tribute to him and my way of sort of processing what all this dream work was about. I mean, it's super uncool.
No. I want to play a collage. I want to play a clip from that, actually, because it's very cool.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. I just woke up. I just had the craziest dream that was really amazing.
I dreamt I saw a giant, like, sailboat on the ocean.
And a huge sort of monolith comes towards me, but it's constructed out of metal and industrial piping.
And what I liked about this is sharing your dreams is actually a very intimate thing. I mean, you don't just do it with people on the street. And I was wondering sort of how you convince people to tell you about them and why you wanted to include them on the album in this way.
With this, you know, I didn't know quite what I was doing, but I was really into dreams, and me and my friends would always talk about them. And so I just went through a phase of everyone that came past through the house. I have a little studio at home, and I'd record. I said, can you tell me a dream? And then I started emailing friends saying, can you send me a dream?
Everything is saying, eat me, drink me everywhere I look. Trying to reel in the biggest catch, but I barely have a hook. What's the point of speculation? I want to feel it in my hands. That thing that lit an ancient spark in primordial man, yeah.
You know, after this many years of making records, and the bottom line is, you know, I came to the realization several years ago that, you know, I'm not Justin Timberlake. Like, my job is not necessarily to cater to millions of people at a sort of, you know, mass level. So I make these records that are about what I'm interested in.
Another thing about the album I liked is I felt like I was hearing you wrestle with family and being the head of a family, especially in a song like I Want My Mind Back.
Sitting in a lover's garden, I try to remember everything. Dates become a distant detail, cities with their buildings burning. Caught up in your obligations, waiting for someone to care. I want my mind back, 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 yeah.
Can I ask you a little bit more about this song? Because for people who are familiar with your music from when you were younger, you know, kind of being like this punk kid, what was it like writing about these themes now?
Yeah, I mean, it's so odd to talk about the way parenthood and growing up affects art, because we automatically have all these assumptions that, you know, it's going to be like a parent writing lullaby songs to put their infant baby to sleep, or, you know, maturing and things getting safe and vanilla. But for me, hanging out with a baby has, like, actually made the world more volatile to me and more, the stakes are higher, I guess. So when you bring in a new generation, you start feeling the clock ticking on your own. And I have been feeling that, like, it really is my duty to myself to make records that reflect where I'm at now, because no one's going to do that except me, if that makes sense.
It does. And it's interesting coming from someone who I've read has said that, you know, you made music to escape normal adolescence.
Well, yeah, meet girls. I mean, basically, like the same reason everybody starts making music. This is probably my least commercial record in a way that I've ever made. But that feels, it just feels honest. I'm kind of getting to this place now where it's really just about rigorous self-contentment with the music that I'm making.
Ben Lee. His new album is called Deeper Into Dream, and he joined us from the studios of NPR West. Ben, it was a real pleasure talking with you.
Thanks for having me.
You can hear songs from Deeper Into Dream at nprmusic.org.